ಓದಿ. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 16 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 11. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಸ್ವಲಂಕೃತಂ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ತೃದಂಗ ಯೋಜಿತಂ. ಸ್ವಲಂಕೃತಂ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ತೃದಂಗ ಯೋಜಿತಂ. Decorated and surrounded by charioteers, cavalry, elephants and infantry soldiers, he left the capital to conquer in all directions. So we'll repeat the translation. Maharaj Parikshit
sat on a chariot
drawn by black horses.
His flag was marked
with the sign of a lion.
Being so decorated and surrounded by charioteers, cavalry,
elephants, and infantry soldiers. he left the capital
to conquer
in all directions. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Parikshit is distinguished from his grandfather Arjuna for black horses pulled his chariot instead of white horses. He marked his flag with the mark of a lion, and his grandfather marked his with the mark of Hanumanji. A royal procession like this of Maharaj Parikshit, surrounded by well-decorated chariots, cavalry, elephants, infantry and band, not only is pleasing to the eyes, but also is a sign of civilization that is atheistic even on the fighting front. Consciousness or activity is not going to take anywhere Krishna consciousness. It has a very, very serious process. Just little bit of change, I'm doing some wrongs. My consciousness, no, this is not going to take anywhere at all. Right? Because what did the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say in Chaitanya Charitamrita? Jivere Swarupoi Krishnere Nitya Das. Unless you establish your position as a servant of Krishna, our going back is a big hindrance. Right? Establish your position as a servant of Krishna. Krishnere Nitya Das. Right? So, the soul's position, natural position is the servant of Krishna. This is actually what we are. We are not the masters. We are the eternal servants of Krishna. We have to get this strong into our minds. Right? So, Krishna Dasa Kaviraja Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela 20:117, he says a very, very important verse which becomes a part of our discussion. Alright? Krishna Bhuli Se Jiva Ananta Bahirmukh Atta Eva Maya Tare Deya Samsara Duk. So what does it mean? Krishna Bhuli Se Jiva, those who have forgotten the Supreme Personality of Godhead, right? So those who have forgotten the Supreme Personality of Godhead and turned their back towards Krishna, which is known as, here it says, Krishna Bhuli Se Jiva Anadi. Time immemorial we are doing that. Not this one birth. Anadi Bahirmukh. Bahirmukh means turning your back towards Krishna. What, you know, you people are all listening to me, right? I turn my back and I talk to you. How do you feel? We are just a human being, right? How do you all feel, you know? You feel miserable, isn't it? What is going on? We are doing that life after life. Sorry?
Disturbed.
Yeah, disturbed. We think, what's wrong? You know, we are not being respected. This is what is doing for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have been doing life after life. Anadi. Time immemorial. Okay? Bahirmukh eta eva. So therefore, right? What happens? Okay? So we have forgotten what we are doing in this material world. We are imitating as Krishna. The position of Krishna. As what? As the enjoyer and the controller of the universe. We are imitating basically. So we think that we are the center of the universe. Everything is revolving around us. This kind of mentality is that which keeps us in this material world. Right? Thinking that we are Krishna. We are imitating, you know, as Krishna. That I am the controller and the enjoyer. That keeps us in the material world. So therefore, atta eva, maya tare. So what does the maya do to those people? So what does maya do to the people who imitate the Krishna's position? What does the maya do? They are imitating Krishna's position under illusion. Krishna Shakti. Right? Krishna, maya Shakti, which is a part of Krishna. Under illusion, we are imitating as Krishna, showing our back towards Krishna. And by imitation, what does the maya do? Maya is also doing something to us. What is Krishna Raja Kaviraja Goswami is saying? Maya tere deha. It gives. Deha means gives. Samsara duk. To those people who are imitating the position of Krishna as the controller and enjoying this world under illusion, for them the punishment is repeated birth and death. There is no escape. There is no escape for these people. Repeated birth and death because you are turning bahirmukh. So what is the process we have to do? Samamukh. Showing our face towards Krishna. Being a servant of Krishna. This is samamukh. Not bahirmukh, which we have been doing all through our lifetime, time immemorial. Right? So a position. So rather than becoming blissful, we are punished by the Krishna Shakti as the material world as by giving us repeated birth and death. This is what the material energy is doing. So this is not something wonderful we are going to talk. So we have to get out of the problem, right? So we have to go to the core of the problem. What is the core of the problem that is allowing us to keep us in this material world? Right? For example, in the modern phenomena, in the industries, there is a new trend that is known as root cause analysis. If they come across any problem, the manager will tell the group of people, come on, tomorrow onwards you're going to analyze and find out the root cause analysis of a problem. Where the production went wrong? Why we could not achieve that, right? They're going into the root cause, the core of the problem. So also we are trying to understand today the root cause analysis of our existence. What is the core problem for our existence? Otherwise, Maya will keep on punishing. The Maya's punishment under illusion, we take it as enjoyment. Is it not precarious? Very precarious position. We are prisoners in the jail. We are thinking that we are masters. What a precarious position than this. Right? Why? Just by imitating Krishna's position. Look at that. By imitating, we cannot become Krishna. By imitating his position, Maya is punishing, repeated birth and death. Time in memory. Right? Okay. So what we should do? We should try to analyze the core of the problem, right? Now, I was thinking, and most of us will agree also, that the problem for our existence is mostly mind, isn't it? Right? We agree. That's what. And also, in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is glorifying Avanti Brahmana to Uddhava, saying that Avanti Brahmana, he also came back, went back to Godhead. How? Because this man was very rich, but he was miserly, very, very stingy in money. So what happened? Eventually he lost all his wealth, very rich man. He lost, and then because of the frustration, he turned towards Krishna. So at that time he says a verse. He's saying the root cause or the problem of my suffering here is not because of my previous karma. It's not because of my family and friends. It's not because of the society. But what? Because of my mind alone. The mind is the one which caused problem in the previous birth. That is why I'm suffering. So the mind is a root cause of all problems, and the mind is a cause of bondage or liberation. Hence, I will submit the same mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna is glorifying this Avanti Brahmana because he has taken a wise decision. Right? Krishna is saying that. So we will think it is the mind, but this is nothing when compared to the big problem of false ego. The core of our existence is false ego. It's not the mind. Because all the senses are there, which is gross, we can feel the senses, right? I can touch my eyes, I can touch my nose, I can touch my ear, and I know that I'm seeing through the eyes. I'm hearing through the ear. I'm tasting through my tongue, I can touch all that. But can you touch your mind? No, because all the senses are stored, the reaction or the actions are stored in the mind, which is a storage processing unit. That mind is very difficult to touch. How many of you know that there is a mind? Or how many of you can touch the mind? It is subtle. Okay? And more subtler is the intelligence, which gives direction between what is right and what is wrong. Devotees do the right thing, they don't do the wrong thing, because they've got a spiritual intelligence which is governing, you know. Right? And above that is false ego. So how subtle it should be, false ego? You don't know where it is. You don't know how to control. So how are we going to stop this existence of birth and death? Nowhere we are going to do. Unless we go to the root cause, which is very, very deep. Liberation is not that easy, actually. One has to fully surrender, right? Because Srila Prabhupada, the divine grace, Srila Prabhupada in his lecture, he says, if you are water, you can enter into water. If you are air, you can enter into air. If you are fire, you can enter into fire. If you are spiritual only, you can enter into Vaikuntha. It is not easy. You do some rounds here and there and you can enter. It is not. The false ego has to be completely smashed, which is the root cause of our existence. By the mokha, turning the back towards Krishna and imitating his position. This is our problem. This is our problem. We may be devotee, but still, in the pretext of imitating Krishna, we are here. So we have to understand. That is why I thought this is a very, very important understanding, that how we understand that the root cause of our existence is false ego, which is very, very subtle, very difficult to control. That is why Krishna is very, so intelligent, and so he has to be, you know, and he gives an advice in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita that Arjuna is asking, so where should I control? Should I control the mind or the senses? Krishna says, can you control the mind? No, it's difficult. So you start from the gross. So we started, that is why Srila Prabhupada, again his divine grace, gave us devotional service, which means we engage the gross senses. hands for youth for doing arati, legs for walking to the temple, eyes for seeing the beautiful form of the Lord, ear for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, tongue for chanting, eating prasadam. The whole body is looking at the devotee. And in that environment, what happens? Your gross senses and the subtle senses all are controlled. See, this is a problem. You have to start with gross senses. Without touching, without feeling Krishna, how do you get devotional service? One has to be serious in the deity worship. Just by looking at the Krishna, your mind is not going to be controlled. This is practically impossible in Kali Yuga. If someone has got that idea, good luck to them. You have to feel, touch the Lord, and then the mind is controlled. And above that is intelligence by reading scripture. And then the false ego, which is a very, very core and deep, which has to go right to the top. It's a very, very serious matter. What you're doing, what Srila Prabhupada has given. Okay, so to understand thoroughly what we mean by false ego and its effect, now we will visit Canto 3, Chapter 26. What is that? The fundamental principles of material nature. Right? We are going to see how the material energy works, how the living entity are captured under the grip of the material energy. So, here we concluded that false ego is the one, right, which is catching the living entity, capturing them and putting under its grip. It's the false ego. Yes, false ego means I and mine also. So what is really false ego means anything else other than thinking I am Krishna's servant is false ego. You have to digest that. Right? Anything else thinking that I am Krishna's servant is false ego. Okay? So it is very, very difficult to surrender to Krishna under false ego. In the pretext of devotees, we may be thinking we are devotees. But if your false ego is very strong, you may be controlling your senses, your mind. But if your false ego is thinking, I am the enjoyer, forget it. You cannot develop a devotion to Krishna. The sincere feeling cannot come. Because that is the one which is stopping the false ego. Right? It's very, very difficult. So thinking that I am Krishna's servant is the real ego. Anything else is false ego. So what we should do? We have to control this false ego at the deepest level. At the core level, we have to do that. Right? And for that, we have to analyze. That is why we are analyzing this chapter. Now, the chapter name is Fundamental Principles of Material Nature. Interesting enough, the reason, the fundamental principle or the real principle of material nature is not material at all. It is spiritual actually. This is the other thing we have to understand. So, the principle, the fundamental principles of material nature is spiritual. Why? Because Krishna is the source of everything. That is what we are going to see. And see how we connect the material world and Krishna consciousness and how the living entities are trapped. Okay? So, why Krishna is everything? Because everything is resting on Krishna. Right? What did the Lord say in chapter Bhagavad Gita 7.7? Mattara parattaram nanyat kinchit asti jananjaya. Mai sarvam idam proktam sutre maniganaya. There is no truth superior than me. Everything is resting on me, just like the pearl are strung on the beads. When the pearl are strung on the beads, can you see the string? You cannot see. But you see the pearl and you think everything is okay. Everything is Krishna. Nothing exists without Krishna. Everything rests on. Right? For example, simple example, I am resting on this Vyasasana, right? The Vyasasana has got a cover. Beneath the cover is a cushion. Beneath the cushion is the wood. Beneath the wood is the earth. The earth is resting on some power. And that power is based on, if you go track down to Balram, Balram is resting on Krishna. So, everything rests on Krishna. Everything you cannot avoid. So everything rests on Krishna. So the first thing we have to understand for the material existence is, if you want to get out, is spiritual. Material energy will not solve your problems. To our kindness, to our information, to our all our dear devotees, the material energy is not going to solve spiritual problems. The root cause of our problem is material, which can be solved only by spiritual. Because The material energy is Lord's inferior energy. The spiritual energy is Lord's superior energy. To conquer anything in inferior nature, you need superior power. Anything is material is inferior. But, exception, what Srila Prabhupada said, if it is used in Krishna service, it becomes spiritual. This is not material. This is not material. This is not material. This is vibrating Krishna's pastimes. Krishna's pastime is Krishna. Krishna's name is Krishna. No difference. Krishna's paraphernalia is Krishna. Hence this is Krishna. Hence this is spiritual. No difference. Right? So anything which is used in the Lord's service, the Supreme Personality of God, Sri Krishna, it becomes spiritual. It has become spiritual. It has become. Not it will. It has become spiritual. It will become, and it is continuing in spiritual existence. So, we are going to see what happens, right? Now, the first thing, this is what people, you know, like Gopa Vandesh Prabhu and Bhakti Sar Prabhu and others, they have a very good knowledge about this. But by repeating, we again gain a little bit more knowledge, right? I may ask some clarification to this Vaishnavas, if I get stuck or something, right? So, what happens is, first we understand little bit, you know, little bit to some degree, you know. If I am wrong, please correct me at the end, okay? So, what happens? The first reason, or the first thing that includes is Pradhan. Pradhan means the first thing, primordial, okay, the first thing. So, Pradhan is not material, not spiritual. It is something in the sky, spiritual sky, you know. It is like that. It is a big cloud, which is unmanifested in a very subtle form. It is existing. Well, Pradhan is existing. Then, it's very, very, as I said, you know, it's very, very unmanifested, subtle. It's not existing. You know what I mean? It's almost nil, nothing. Something there, but not existing. Unmanifested form. Now, what happens? Mahavishnu, the super soul of the entire creation, is a super soul. We have a super soul, Krishna. Creation, right? Mahavishnu, right? So what he does is, Mahavishnu, he glances the Pradhan. The Lord glances, which is a form of Krishna. Just one form of Krishna. So how powerful Krishna is? Unlimitedly powerful. Unlimitedly powerful Krishna. Everyone heart as Paramatma. Every living, how many living entities are there? This ant, fly. If you dig the ground, the worm is coming. In the air, there are so many microorganisms. Everyone's body, super soul, God is entering and watching. How powerful one can be to do this. Right? So what happened? So the Lord Mahavishnu glances Pradhan. So from his glances comes the living entity and their karma. When someone thinks that I'm going into the body of Mahavishnu, my karma is free, that is foolishness. So the karma, so the living entity comes along with the karma and goes into the Pradhan. Such is a powerful glance of Mahavishnu. Okay? Now because the Lord's power, glance is so powerful, he injects consciousness into the Pradhan. So the Pradhan becomes active, consciousness, like a golden egg. It is converted. A cloud is converted to golden egg. Like God's, the Lord's consciousness. He imparts a consciousness, immediately everything starts. Okay? Going there. Lord's consciousness. Okay, this covers. Okay, and then what happens is, because the consciousness is there, right? It's everything working. Now what should happen? The soul is very, very conscious, right? All the soul. Initially we're talking, it's very, very conscious. Now, the soul consciousness is very, very pure. But when it departs the material, spiritual world and comes into the material world, it has to be covered by ignorance. So what is the first covering? The first covering is false ego. That's the first covering, the false ego, which covers the clear consciousness of the soul. And this has to appear immediately. Otherwise the soul is very, very pure. Sachidananda Vigraha. Such eternal, chit, full of knowledge, ananda. Are we like that? Are we full of knowledge, right? And full eternity and bliss? No. We are full of miseries because of this body. So what happens? Sachidananda Vigraha is covered by false ego. And that is what everything starts. Okay? Now, in the material world, one has to give up this identity of false ego. right? Which is the false identity. The real identity is a servant of Krishna. So one has to give up this. So what happens? The false ego covers and he becomes the enjoyer, imitating Krishna's position. Bahirmukh. He becomes that. Right? So the entire material world is based on false ego. Every living entity, whatever you see, it is based on false ego. Every living entity is false ego. No? What do you think? Doesn't matter, human being, even the ant, anything, you know. That's a problem. Right? Now, with regard to the suffering, I just remember one thing. The other day, you know, in the house, you know, I was observing and I heard some noise, flittering noise, like that. I was wondering, what's going on, you know? Did I do anything, burn something, you know, or something, you know, which I do sometimes, for which I get chastised from my wife. So I was getting that. Now, I saw a butterfly, right? Is there, it is turning around very fast. And I was thinking, why is it doing that? The butterfly is supposed to fly, isn't it? It is not on the ground, you know. It is above the ground. So it's better than us. It's above the ground. So it was making fluttering. And close observation, I found that there was a sticky tape. I don't know whether my son and my wife left. That sticky tape was stuck to the butterfly. And there was also a small thread there. A thread. It was there. But by the time I see, the butterfly, instead of keeping quiet, you know, what it did, it kept on circling round, round, round. It went closer to the thread. It also wound the thread around it. The desire of the soul. He's doing that. And then it wound. It becomes more and more karma. It got intricated, as we do. Right? We cannot see, but we can see as a higher personality than the animal. We can see what's happening. So it's get round. Now, I wanted to help, you know, because it's suffering, basically, you know. So I went and kept a little bit, you know, like this. It's fluttering, you know, I just got, you know. And then again I thought, okay, let us help. So I slowly went, because, and I touched it, you know. First I think that tape I could see. So I touched with my leg, you know, I pressed the tape. And it became, you know, stationary a little bit. And then, I cannot put so delicate butterfly. If you use your force, it will die. It is very, so what I did, you know, I hold the thing and I did like this two times and it went off. But the thread was there, then slowly the thread is very minute, it went away. See, this is an intricate karma, right? It gets stuck again and again. That's what we are doing. Karma after karma, if you don't do pure devotion service, which is pure devotion service, then you get karma stuck and stuck. That's what will happen. I was just thinking about it. So, this we are stuck into the material world and the consciousness is covered by false ego, which is effect of Maya. Now, one by one should happen in the material world, right? Because the material world creation has to go. So what happens? First, there are 24 elements which is in the material world. That is manifesting. What are the 24 elements? Very simple. 5 gross elements. Earth, water, fire, and air. And 5 subtle elements, you know, like the sense object for the senses. Sight, smell, sound, taste, sense of touch, that 5. And then 10 gross senses, knowledge working senses and working senses, 10 senses, and then 3 subtle senses, mind, intelligence, false ego is also there, and then contaminated consciousness. Because it enters the material world, the consciousness is not pure, it becomes contaminated. Because 3 modes of material nature will contaminate anything. Very, very impure, 3 modes of material nature. We contaminate. Okay? But we are not in goodness, so that we are in passion and ignorance. That's what I'm saying, impure. If you are in, someone is in the mode of goodness, they are pure. Because they can understand soul. But we are basically in the mode of passion and ignorance. We have not attained the mode of goodness. Right? Because in the mode of goodness, automatically one knows he's a soul. Automatically he knows. He will not act on the body. He will act on the soul. That's what Krishna's advice to Arjuna. Don't act on the body. Body, just forget it. It is an intoxication. It should not exist. Krishna says, body should not exist. You are existing. Fine. Now, don't act on the body. If you act on the body, one more body will get. Right? So, it's the intoxication. Prabhupada says, body is an intoxication. They think, I've got eyes. I'll enjoy it. So, stop the intoxication. Stop acting on the body. Then no further reaction. So one should understand the body is a root cause of our existence. That is why we got false ego. See, through false ego, how in a subtle way the false ego is important and gave us this existence. Likewise, in the gross aspect, falsely, this body is a problem. We have to eliminate this body. How do you eliminate the body? Completely using Lord's service. Otherwise, no other way. If you act with the material energy, keep on getting one more body, body after body. Material nature is not sick and tired of giving the bodies. It is very pleasurable. Come on, enjoy my grip, I'll give you. Because it wants repeated birth, it wants protection. We are units, protection units of material energy. Right? A big production is going on. Brahma Manufacturing Company. We are the products of that. Right? How can the Brahma Manufacturing Company will stop? It will not stop. Brahma wants creation. Otherwise, he will lose his job, man. Redundant. Brahma cannot be made redundant at all, regardless of whatever the existing company. Alright. So what happens then? This is a very, very interesting scenario. How our body is formed. Okay? Now you all know how the senses are then subtle way, Mahavishnu, right? How the body is formed. Very important. Once you know the component of our body, you will never enjoy the body. Okay? Right? In that way they can be serious. Now what happens? The first thing is the main component is struck in your mind from today onwards is false ego. False ego. Right? Now what happens? Krishna, Brahma is very, very intelligent. So you guys, you are imitating Krishna's position. Bahir move. You are facing, showing your back towards Krishna. I will treat you. Brahma, what is doing? The main component is false ego. Okay? What is doing? He takes false ego, mode of goodness. Combined. You get mind. Okay? False ego and mode of goodness will become, you will give rise to mind and demigods. So demigods is false ego body, but mind is mode of goodness. Like Indra, Chandra. That is why Indra has challenged Krishna. He is troubling the residents of Vrindavan, which is very, very dear to the Lord. He is challenging the residents of Vrindavan. Will Krishna leave them? That is why he lifted Govardhan. Okay? So Indra has got false ego. That is a proof. So false ego, but his mind is mode of goodness. He knows that he is not the body. But false ego is there to challenge. I am the controller. He may not enjoy in a very gross way like us, but false ego is there. In the mode of goodness is there. What about us? Mode of passion. Material world is mode of passion. It is not mode of goodness. So when something is mixing with something, do you think we are in the mode of goodness? Unless you have a very purified personality, like is given to Srila Prabhupada, who is beyond that. Otherwise, it's a very difficult task. Okay, so what happens then? The false ego and the mode of passion combines to get all your senses. The 10 senses, what are they? The 5 gross senses and the 5 subtle senses. Right? Eyes, nose, tongue, ear, right? And the sense of touch, gross. That 5, and then a gross, knowledge appearing senses, and the 5 gross senses. What are they? One pair of hand, one pair of legs, again one tongue. That is why tongue is very powerful. It can vibrate and it can taste. It can taste, for pure devotees, they taste the holy name. For aspiring devotees, we taste prasadam, khichdi, sometime later. Pure devotees don't want khichdi. They will always taste Krishna's name. Right? And vibrate. Did you do that? What do you think the devotee is? Do you think he is very advanced? Gossiping. That is not, tongue is not given for that. Tongue is given to vibrate Krishna. That is why vibrate and take prasadam. Then it's controlled. Sharira avicheja jogindraya kaya. Body is a network of ignorance. Control the prasadam given by the Lord. Okay? So what happens? The senses are mode of passion. False ego and mode of passion senses. So what is the eye made up of? If you go to eye specialist, it is made up of optic fiber. This is located in such an angle at 45 degrees that the axis is falling on there. It is reverted and the reflection is reverted and you see the image. What is that in reality? Brahma is saying and the Lord is saying, Kapila Muni is saying to his mother because he loves the mother. He says, senses are nothing but a combination of false ego and mode of passion. What is the mode of passion? Krishna describes in chapter 14, the 3 modes of material nature. What is that? Mode of passion, unlimited desire. You can never satisfy your senses. With the eyes you see a movie, you keep on seeing the movie, it never stops. Passion. With the tongue you eat, even prasadam also devotees. One rasagulla, two, Prabhu, prasadam, Prabhu. 5, 10, how many of them? 25 only today. Because of Nityananda priority. Tongue you cannot control. Doesn't matter prasadam. Tongue is a tongue. Unless it is very, very purified. Okay? Mode of passion. See how it is acting? And then, the worst part is coming yet. Okay? This is a climax. Just stay on, tuned on, and listen. The worst thing is, false ego and mode of ignorance. What are they? Earth, water, fire, air, ether. Air. They are all mode of ignorance. Created. Sense, you know, gross senses. They combine to make this beautiful body. This body is so beautiful, right? It is made up of false ego. Everywhere false ego is there. And earth, water, fire, air, ether. Mode of ignorance. So what is the body? Mode of ignorance. So if you act on the bodily platform, what is mode of? What is that mode? I am very nice. I am a computer graduate. I am a personal manager in Optus Limited. I have got a family with 2 children. I have got a big house in Ventana South. Okay? What is that? Ignorance. Anything other than Krishna is ignorance. Krishna is saying. Because it's going to die. Existence is short. 60 years, 70 years. After the body dies, it will go into the respective component. I've seen my father and mother's body. I burned it. Both of them passed away. In 2000, my father passed away. I went over, he passed away, the body was there. We burnt the next day and the crematorium gave us 5 bones. It dissolved in the Kaveri. I said, where is my father's body? What body? He's dead. This is the thing. No, my father's body. No. He's gone. He's merged, he said. Air has gone into the air. Fire has gone into the fire. Earth is the ash. The bone is that you get. What is your father's body saying? That means body is only short existence. It does not have existence. No. That means illusion. If you think you are the body, illusion. Dreaming. Dreaming. We are dreaming that we are the body. We are nicely dreaming, you know, today night, you know, someone is coming, millionaire, Bill Gates is coming and giving 1 million. You wake up, it's gone. Wake up is death. Because the soul is coming into existence. The soul goes and gets one more body. So there's a dreaming state we are there. Anyone who acts on the bodily platform is dreaming. Dreaming consciousness. Illusion. When can you dream? Under illusion, right? When you're sleeping. So in the material world, when you're sleeping, you think you're the body. Jeev jago, jeev jago. Bhakti Vinoda, our acharya, he says, Gauranga has come. He's giving you the nectar or the medicine for your ignorance. Get up, waking, wake up, sleeping soul. Wake up. What is the waking up medicine? Hare Krishna Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Rama. Wake up. Wake up, sleeping soul. Okay? So all of you clear with what your bodies are? Anyone needs further clarification? The body is, once again I'm saying, the combination of false ego and mode of ignorance. Earth, water, fire, air. So now you can beautify your bodies. Some beautification is needed. Otherwise, you know, no one will look at us. But thinking that it's, we are not the body, we are the spirit soul. So, what is the problem? Another problem with the material world is, as I said, it's a master, right? Imitating Krishna's position as master, but we are servant, okay? So, quick comparison with material and spiritual. So, the master servant is also in the material world. You work, right, for someone, he becomes a master. I become a servant. But what is the relationship based on? Money. Okay, you work for me 1 month, take this $1,000, get away, don't look at me. What is the love there? Is there any love there? No. But, Krishna, I am doing Sunday feast. I am, no one is paying me. I am talking today. No one is paying me. I don't want money. But I am doing for love for the Lord. Glorifying Krishna. Yes, I am getting a love taste. Because the Lord is my master. I am a servant. What can a servant do? I can only glorify my master. I don't have a master. Material master. So my master I will glorify. What I'm doing, and I don't need money for that. You need love. Okay? So, this kind of thing is happening in the material world, right? Now, another analogy I was thinking is positive and negative. We see, right, in the scientific world, positive and negative means a positive is always attractive negative. So what is positive? Krishna is positive because he's got all opulence. What is negative? A positive, when can it attract? A positive can attract a negative, right? So if you don't have anything, Krishna attracts. You become negative. Then you are attracted to him. If you have money rich, you know, very, very rich, filthy rich, forget it. Kunti Devi is saying, those who are materially exhausted only can approach you. Only with a sincere feeling. A birth, parentage, money, education, beauty, they are all useless. They will not bring you to Krishna. It's a base. It is not give you any sincere feeling for the Lord. You have, should have nothing. One should be materially exhausted. A lady is talking. A lady is attached to the opulence. Kunti Devi. He's saying one should be materially exhausted. Then only they will develop a sincere feeling to serve the Lord. Otherwise, you know, you can pretend, you know, Krishna. You can pretend. But the Lord is Lord. We are tiny speck, you know. Tiny, insignificant soul. We cannot even move anything. What can we do? So by love, Lord is moved. The gopis of Vrindavan controlling the Lord by love. Controlling, basically. The Supreme Lord. Unlimitedly powerful Lord. They are controlling him by love. Alright? So that's the one. And also what I was thinking is, one should go beyond the servant level. Because all the time you are saying, I am a servant of Krishna, I am a servant of Krishna, I am a servant of Krishna. Then the false ego, you know, you will think, oh, something wrong. You know. So very simple example I will give. So that how we have to transcend or go beyond. You know. For example, there is a rich man. Okay, the rich man has got a lot of servants to assist him. Right? He's serving. But he's reciprocating with the servants because the servants, come on, bring my tie, bring my car, everything they're doing. So he's reciprocating. But better than that is what? His friends. The rich man has got a circle of friends. Hi, how are you, man? So better than the servants are friends. So we are servants. Better than that is Arjuna, friend. Krishna, we have seen that. And better than that is parents. The rich man is very rich. When the father and mother come, oh dad, today is Mother's Day. What can I give you? I love you so much. Right? That is Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. Parents about. More than that is, this rich man has got a lover. He will talk over the phone. Come on darling, how are you? All this. Lover. More important. So Krishna's lover Radharani. He's controlling him through love. So we have to transcend. So what we are doing is good, but servant to friend, friend to parents, we try, we cannot, or you know, but our position as a servant should be fixed. Should be fixed. From that we move on. Not you go to the lover and you forget your servant. No, it should be fixed as a servant. And then from you transcend. For that, in the material world, first is fixing as a servant. Because why I said this example as love is, if you have love, then you cannot trade your love for something material. Silly, petty, material things. For house, for car, for cutex, for lipstick. You don't trade your love for Krishna. For small things, material things. You don't trade off the love. The love which you have got for Krishna is not for the silly things, you know. I want a car, I leave Krishna conscious, I work for 10 years, I get a car. What for? Continue Krishna conscious in the superior energy and look after all your material energy things, which is inferior in nature. But superior should be superior, always high, Krishna conscious, and then do the other things. So the always attraction is there. Otherwise, if you bring it down, Krishna conscious, and go materially high, what is the use? No use. Right? And finally, it will take only 2 minutes. If you've got patience, I'll wind up with a very, very short story. That's a story of a sage and a girl. Okay? What happened? A sage is there. It's in the middle of the forest, those days, you know. Whatever, Treta Yuga or something, or Satya Yuga. He's meditating, okay, very nicely. And the sage does not want the interference in the village or city. He goes to the forest and closes his eyes off and meditates. A girl, you know, is running through the forest. Of course, in the daytime, he's running. While running, she almost kicked the sage. Does anyone know the story? Otherwise, it will be redundant. Mataji knows. She knows most of the stories. So what happened? She almost kicked, and she went to that side. The sage was wondering, come on, I am a sage. She doesn't, a lady, does not even have manners. She kicked me and gone. But she's a lady. Okay, I'll forgive her. Because, you know what I mean? Men means curse. Lady, okay. It happens, you know. Forgive it, you know. Forgive it. And she went. Now, again, the lady was meditating. After some time, you know, a few hours later, the same lady came. And when she came, this sage almost finished meditation, looked at her. Then the sage was a little bit careful. This is, now she's going to kick me only. Because he thought there's something wrong. Then she came, dear sage, you know how nice you are. It is always my duty to respect a sage. That is why we are brought up. Our family, we are always brought up to respect the sages. And that is why I am respecting. You know, you are very nice. This sage got confused. What is wrong with you? I know that ladies, every minute they think, they keep on changing every second. But not like this. You know? Lady, very, very, you know, It changes. Mind itself is changing, and lady's mind within fraction of a second it changes. You know, so how come you are? I can understand, but this is too much. You know, I cannot. Please explain what happened. Then this lady said, "Prabhu, you know, I saw me. I don't know. Please tell me if I've done a mistake." Then he thought, the sage thought, okay, she's really something wrong because she's asking what you. He said, okay, sometime back, 2 hours back, when you were passing by, you kicked me. You made an offense and I forgave you. And you went and now you are coming and asking as if you did not know. What is wrong with you? You have got eyes but still you act like a blind lady. Are you a fool? Are you acting? Then I have to fix you up, you know. First she thought she is innocent and like that. Then she said, really I don't know, I am sorry. But I will tell you what happened. Then sometime back, yes, maybe you are right. I was going at the time. I was always thinking of my lover. Went to see him. So, everywhere I could see only my lover. I was walking every step, lover. I could not see you. I saw my lover. So, I might have done something. And now I saw my lover. I'm satisfied. So, I'm coming back. And now I came to my consciousness. So, this is what's the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everywhere Krishna. Oh, Krishna. He sees Krishna everywhere. This is the mood of Chaitanya. We cannot imitate that. But 0.00001%. We love Krishna. We see Krishna everywhere. Then, as I said, very easy to trade off. What do you want? What is that? Are you better than Krishna? I don't want you. Are you better than Krishna? I don't want you. Are you better than Krishna? I don't want you. In that way, everything can reject. Because everything else is inferior to Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your patience. I'll stop here. Any questions, comments, corrections, please?
You were telling about Kaliyuga inauspiciousness.
Yes. Yes. Sorry. No. There is one auspicious nature. That is why they are here. So I took it as a default. Everything is inauspicious, but there is one auspicious thing, which is chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Not for 1 second, 24 hours, continuously chanting. Okay, Hare Krishna. Any other comments, questions? No, that's a different story. Two stories combined. Two in one, I think. No. The first one was a rich man. I'll be giving an example how, for a rich man, he has also got, you know, like material relationship is there for a rich man. He has got a friend, he has got a parent, he has got a lover, right? But in the same way, spiritual is also there. But I was explaining how love is more than friendship or parenthood or even, you know, relationship, you know, or even servant. Like that, in that sense, Madhavi. The second one is completely a different story. Just to illustrate that, how through love, you forget everything. Premanjana Surita. So, you have to see Krishna with the oil magic. You see the Lord with ointment. Prem Anjana. From that only Amrita Anjana has come. Amrita Anjana, Prem Anjana. So the person who made Amrita Anjana in Chennai is a big, big ointment manufacturing company. He took the name from Brahma Samhita. Amrita Anjana, he became very famous now also. So now he took from Prem Anjana is Amrita Anjana. So with Amrita Anjana you can go the material pain. With the Prem Anjana, all pain will go. With the eye tinted with love, you have to see the Lord. It is after all not very hard. For our devotee is not hard. With the eye tinted with our love and see the Lord. So beautiful he looks. Okay, Hare Krishna. But one thing I tell you, because I am giving this topic, don't think that I am very elevated, okay? I am worst of all of you. I prepare the lecture and I deliver. That doesn't mean that I am floating on the love of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. No. I am in the drainage of material existence. Okay? I want all your blessings so that one day, Prem Anjana, not Amrutanjana, I've got a two. I've got two Amrutanjana for the left hand and right hand. Prem Anjana. And by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, everything will be okay. Let us follow the footsteps of Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.